Okay. Can you hear me in the back? Can you hear me back there? Can't hear me. Okay. I think it's okay. Okay. So our dear Brenda, who led everyone in a little gong, a little bell meditation this evening at the sunset, she reminded me that today is the, was it today? Yesterday was the equilux, which is the time, the day where there is an equal amount of day and night. And, of course, this is the time of the year of the equinox when that it hits at different places on the planet, correct? Can't hit the same time each place. So I thought in honor of the honoring of the equinox and the equilux and all the other reminders of the place of balance, that the place of equilibrium, the place of homeostasis that is always changing, that I thought we would do a gong meditation tonight. And also a reminder of the innate vacuousness, sky-like nature of the mind. Because it's often an experience that we have that our mind is very small. That's because we think of our mind as just this little motoring thought machine. But actually, the nature of our mind has no limits. It has no beginning. It has no end. And it's free. It is unconditioned, unbound. As Sogyal Rinpoche, a Tibetan teacher, put it, the purpose of meditation is to awaken in us the sky-like nature of the mind, and to introduce us to that which we really are, our unchanging, pure awareness, which underlies the whole of life and death. In the stillness and silence of our practice, we glimpse and return to that deep inner nature that we have so long ago lost sight of amid the busyness and distraction of our minds. So for this practice this evening, I'd like to invite you to find a comfortable posture, one that you can luxuriate in, one that you can remain relatively still, and let everything of the past drop to the floor. It's gone. And everything that is about what's next, let that also drop to the floor. It's unborn. It will emerge when it emerges. So let your body settle. Let your legs drop. Your pelvic area drop. Your belly drop. Your shoulders drop. Your eyes close softly. Experiencing that sense of complete letting go, letting be, as is. And now imagine or sense or feel your mind to be like a clear, empty sky without limits. And begin by being aware of the different sounds that come and go, the distant sounds, the sounds in the room, the sound of my voice, the sound of silence. Let all the sounds, loud and soft, arise and pass within the sky-like nature of your mind. Without naming them or judging them, simply listening. Sounds come and go. Our mind is like space. The sounds arise in that space and they pass away. Make no effort to hear the sounds. Let the sounds arise and let listening happen by itself. In that clear, open, spacious nature of the mind, become aware of the physical sensations, like points of feeling or stars in an evening sky, flickering in that clear, sky-like nature of the mind. In our immediate and direct experience, there is no head, no shoulders, no back, no chest, no arms or legs. only points of sensation, like stars in the sky. Sounds, sensations. There's no inside or outside, simply these appearances rising and passing away in that clear openness of mind. Keep your mind perfectly still, allowing the sounds and sensations to appear and disappear in the open stillness of mind. There is no head, no neck, no shoulders, no back, no front. Only points of sensation, like stars in that limitless nature of the mind. Your mind remaining perfectly still. Not the slightest movement toward or away from any experience. Mind essence is motionless. The clear, sky-like nature of the mind. Be aware of thoughts and images like clouds passing through an empty sky. bubbles appearing and disappearing in the vast expanse of mind. The thoughts, like clouds, have no roots, no home. Like a footprint of a bird in emptiness. Floating in that sky-like nature of the mind. Keep the mind soft, steady, perfectly still. No reaching for or pushing away any experience. Allowing the sounds, sensations, thoughts and images to arise and pass by themselves in the clear, open, sky-like nature of the mind. There is no inside, no outside, only sounds, sensations, thoughts, and images, rising and passing, making no impact on the vast nature of the mind. Look within the nature of your mind. It's clear, invisible, like empty space. Look directly at the nature of your own mind. Look within your own mind. Clear. Empty. Not made of anything. Shining. Containing all experiences, but not limited by them. Free. Look within the nature of your own mind. There is no solid body, no head, no shoulders, no back, no front, arms or legs. Only points of feeling, sensations like stars in an evening sky, flickering. No inside, no outside. Remaining still, be the stillness, the clear, limitless, deathless, unconditioned, sky-like nature of the mind. It's home. It's free. Look within the nature of the mind. Look within your own mind. rest in the sky-like nature of the mind. Clear, empty, not made of anything, shining, containing all experiences, but not bound by them. Be free. The next bells in about 10 minutes will mark the end of the sitting. Rest in the sky-like nature of the mind. Warm, welcoming, impartial.